Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 14, and I'm coming at you every Wednesday answering the most commonly asked questions couples have when it comes to planning their wedding, and bringing you expert advice from the most amazing wedding professionals in the industry. Let's face it, planning a wedding isn't easy, and if you're listening to this, you're likely feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and maybe even fed up with it all because there's so much to learn and you're not sure where to start or even how you're going to learn it all. And I feel you. I felt the same way. And so my goal with this podcast is to give you all the tools and education you need in one easy-to-find spot so you could plan your wedding easier and quicker. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here, and definitely make sure you go through past episodes because we've covered some really big topics. And be sure to subscribe to the show as well so you don't miss out on any of our upcoming episodes. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. And if this show has been helping you, I'd love for you to leave a review. Now, today we're going to be talking about a completely new and out-of-the-box idea that can help you with your wedding planning right now, even if your plans are still completely up in the air. I first saw this on Instagram, and I was completely taken aback by how ingenious this idea was, because it's so simple, but so impactful. It's really something fun and can be done in the comfort of your own home to bring you a little bit of normalcy and happiness while you're planning your wedding in this uncertain time. And we're talking about virtual engagement sessions. So to help you learn more about this, we spoke to a woman who's a Los Angeles-based photographer who's been doing virtual engagement sessions now with not only couples that have booked her already, but with other couples all over the country. Her mission is to document your human experience and to capture photos, which she sees as mini time capsules that people will remember for a long time to come. So sit back, relax, and enjoy my conversation with Joelle Martinick, owner of Ginger Soul Photography. Hi, Joelle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Now, I saw very recently on Instagram, I saw some of your posts, and it was about a virtual engagement session. And so that kind of caught my eye. And I looked at what you did, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is a game changer for so many people. Because, I mean, it totally blew my mind because I never thought that you could take pictures of somebody and not even be in the same space as that other person. So it totally blew my mind. And I was like, I have to have her on the show. So I'm so excited that you're here with me today.
I am too. Thanks.
So how did this all happen? I mean, obviously, like, the couple had contracted you for their wedding that normally probably would have taken place under normal circumstances. But how did this idea come to be?
Yep. So they had booked me for their wedding. Their wedding's not till next year.
Okay.
And with my wedding packages, I offer an engagement session to get to know the couple so that they get to know me and I get to know them and they understand sort of like who this person is that they're hiring, right? And so their engagement session was supposed to be that day. And, I'm part of a photography community, a photography group on Instagram or on Facebook. And, the word was all about these virtual sessions that people are doing, right? So I got together with a group of photographers and we tried it out, right? We had a Zoom call. Because Zoom is the way to go these days, right? Yeah. We had a Zoom call and there was a model And the seven photographers, you know, got to direct the model. She had her phone, and we sort of like figured it all out, right?
Wow.
And so as I practiced, right, I wanted to practice and see what kind of photos could be gotten from this, because I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, like, what does it actually turn out like? How does that happen? And as I did it, I was like, oh, this is great. This is something that we can offer people right now in this time where we can't be face-to-face physically, to be able to give them a little piece of their journey, right? All of the, everybody's having a journey right now. All the new mamas, all the engaged couples, all the wedding couples, it's all part of their journey and their story. And so the couple, I reached out to them and said, hey, obviously we can't do our session, but would you be interested in doing a virtual session? And their game, they're a super fun couple. They were like, yeah, let's try it out. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So that's sort of how the story went. I just said, let's do it. Let's see what happens. You know, they're going to be a little different than they would be on my big camera, you know, with us face to face, but it's a piece that you can put into your wedding book, your story, your, you know, you can tell your kids about it, like the crazy time in 2020 when we were all stuck in our houses.
Right.
But to give them, to make them feel special and make them feel excited and not let down that, you know, all these plans that people are planning that they're having to shift and change and, you know, so to give them that excitement still.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure it kind of gave them a sense of normalcy as well too, because with everything going on, you know, it's so nice to have that little bit of normal, like, okay, maybe these pictures are going to be a little bit different than we expected, but we're still going to get our pictures taken. And I think that that really goes a long way in boosting somebody's morale and how they feel about this whole journey that they're on. And you bring up a really good point too, that, it was a great way for the couple and you to kind of get to know each other. And I spoke about that on an earlier episode too, you know, for people who might be on the fence about getting engagement pictures done, it's a really great opportunity for you guys to connect because it gives you practice for your wedding day.
I agree. I think that, you know, making sure that you're connecting with your photographer before your wedding day is a really important thing, right? You want to know that both of your personalities mesh, right? All photographers have different personalities and different way they do things. And so for me, I found that it allows the couple to see what my work looks like on them, right? And they get to know me. And, you know, I like to shoot, I like to do all sorts of things when I'm shooting. I put stuff up in front of my lens and shoot through it, you know, and so that when I'm doing that on their wedding day, they've already seen the result and they're not freaking out about like, why is she shooting through that
exactly.
piece of plastic or that glass, right? So they've, you know, because the last thing you want to do on your wedding day is be wondering, you know, if you mesh with your photographer, right? The photographer should blend into the background to be able to catch all of those moments. You don't want to be thinking about whether or not they're getting it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to note too that these photos, I mean, they were taken on the couple's cell phone. So you weren't even using a traditional camera either. So, I mean, this just, like I said, like this, I feel is just, it's a game changer. So, you know, you mentioned how this was, you practiced beforehand with a model and you brought it to the attention of the couple and they were really game to try it. So tell me about that process, because obviously, you know, they were using their phone and taking, you know, pictures on your phone, like, you know, taking a selfie or whatever is totally different than using a camera. So explain how that process went and what that whole thing looked like.
Right. So I think the thing to think about, right, is as a photographer, I have some knowledge, right? I have the knowledge about composition and I have the knowledge about what light works and all of that. So I bring that same knowledge to any device I'm shooting on, right? So I think that's part of it. And so I called them, we use FaceTime. So I called them on FaceTime. And they turned their camera around and walked me around their house. Like I got a tour of their house, which has been really fun with all of these sessions to sort of see where everybody lives. And, you know, so, you know, and we walked around and I looked at light and I said, okay, like, I think we're going to shoot. I think their shoot we did in their kitchen, and then walked me into their office. And I was like, great. We move that stuff that's over on that wall. And, you know, the light's good. So they gave me that virtual tour. And then we found a way that they were going to put their camera up. Right. So how is the camera going to be set up? What can you guys put? Is there a table? Great. You know, so we found the angles.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of this I will send beforehand in a little guide, right? Like, make sure your cameras are cleaned off, right? That there's no fingerprints. Cause I know my camera's always full of fingerprints because I have a 5-year-old and I grab it, you know, so make sure your camera's cleaned off and have a couple things that maybe we could lean the camera against, right, to make it steady. Some people have tripods, other people's books. And so we just went through and found the angles, and they'd set up the camera and they'd go sit in the spot. And I'd say, oh, you know what? Come back. I need you to push the camera this way, or move it just slightly this way. And so we found those angles. And with them, we did one too. They had a bike hanging above their couch. And I said, can we put the camera on the bike so we can get that overhead shot? You know,
I was wondering how that was done. Okay.
It was on a bike, yeah. On a bike pedal. I think you put it on.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a true collaboration, right? Because they're having to work and figure out and, oh no, we can't put it here, but what if we put it, you know, like what if we put the camera over here?
Yeah.
You know, so it's a really interesting collaboration between photographer and couple that wouldn't normally happen, right? So I think it's allowed us to get deeper, right? Like it's more connection. So
yeah. And I'm sure too, like I mean it's a great element too, because now the couple, I mean, they're part of the picture taking, you know, like they're not like just being posed. They're actually trying to figure it out on their own as well. So now these photos, not only does it capture a moment in time, because, you know, 5-10 years from now, they're going to look back at those pictures and be like, oh yeah, remember when we had to take our pictures during the pandemic? But they're actually getting to learn, how to take the pictures as well. So, you know, I would assume that when the wedding day comes, they're going to know a little bit more now. So when you go to pose them, they're going to know a little bit more too. So it's sort of like a nice, like, symbiotic relationship that you're helping each other.
It's so true. It's so true. I love that. I love the way you phrase that. You know, I am I'm an educator too by heart. And I love that, you know, you're thinking about how it's educating them a little bit that way too. Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, that's amazing. And yeah, and actually, I'll ask you for this link a little bit later on, of where we could see those photos. But yeah, and you mentioned that overhead shot. And I was like, oh, how did they do that? You know, because I mean, that looked like high level, real professional photos. And then when I learned that it was done, like, you know, you weren't even there and they used their phone, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just amazing. I can't say enough good things about this. I'm just like totally blown away.
Thank you.
What advice do you have for couples or photographers who might want to try this? Because, you know, there's people listening from all over the country, and, you know, this could be a game changer for photographers as well, because, you know, everyone's livelihood has been sort of uprooted, and there's just a lot of chaos for a lot of people, especially in the wedding industry. So what advice do you have for photographers who might want to try this at home, and or couples who are looking for that sort of that one little piece of normalcy that they could have in this whole wedding planning process, that yes, you know, even through all this, we could still get our engagement photos done.
Right. So photographers, I would say, you know, there's a learning curve to it, mm-hmm. A little bit, you know, figuring out, I've sort of figured out like, oh, okay, like really bright light that you would normally use with your big camera doesn't work because you have no control over the settings, mm-hmm. over FaceTime.
Yeah. Right?
Like it just is. So, you know, I would say practice. Mm-hmm. Like with anything that you do, you've got to practice and you've got to learn. So, you know, I grabbed my husband at one point and was like, hey, I'm going to call you on FaceTime from the other room and let me practice this on you, you know, so to learn some of that. And it's sort of embracing the chaos of it, right? Yeah. As a photographer, because you're used to having so much control, you mm-hmm. know, over like the lighting and this and that, you know. I know that I send style suggestions to my clients, you know, I give them styling help if they want it, you know, just to make it all look cohesive. And you sort of have to let some of that go. I mean, I'm still offering styling advice for my couples, because I know for me, when we have family photos done, like that's a pain point for me. I never know what to wear. So still offering some of that stuff, but you know, it's really sort of embracing the chaos of it as a photographer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, figuring out how to edit the photos, right? Because it's also, it's very different editing these photos to give the finished product that you want to give than it would be a typical like raw file. So the way I'm editing is very different. You've got to embrace the grain, you know, because yeah. they're not high res pictures, and they're, you know, depending on how you do it, they're an abnormal size, right? So it's embracing some of that as a photographer, you know, and sort of going with the flow, you know, really like just going with the flow and having fun.
Yeah.
I mean, like I have laughed so much during these sessions with the couple, you know, we're like, oh no, yesterday I did an engagement session and the couple's tripod fell over and I was oh no, I've fallen and I can't get up. You know, I mean, yeah. it's hilarious. I mean, some of it's really funny. So really just embracing that moment, you know, I think is the biggest advice for photographers. And then for couples, you know, seeing it as an option, first of all, you know, I think, you know, they're not going to be what maybe what you envisioned your engagement session to be, but they're going to be, again, that glimpse into this moment of time, right? I think a photograph has, whether it's an iPhone photo or really masterfully done, you know, professional photo, it has that ability to take us right back to the moment, mm-hmm. right? Like you feel, you can taste the taste in your mouth. You can smell the smells that were around, you know, it's that visceral feeling. So embracing that idea, you know, and just, you know, being open to it and seeking out somebody who can do it. Part of my favorite thing is we're not bound by location right now either. So I did shoot a maternity shoot for a couple in Chicago who found me. And like, great, let's do it, you know, because we're not stuck in our location right now. So, you know, just doing a little research and seeing who's offering it and being willing to play.
Now I would imagine too, that it would be, if I put myself in the couple's shoes, I'm imagining this to be a little bit more a relaxed atmosphere, because you're in your home, you're in your normal setting, you know where things are. You know, it's a little bit different than like if you're out somewhere getting photos done. So I would imagine for the couple too, it's a little bit more, I don't know, it's not as stressful as it could be, because you know, getting your pictures taken can be really stressful. If you're not used to having that done, you know, it's very awkward to be like posing in ways that you don't normally stand and doing this and doing that. And so now you're in your home with your comfortable surroundings. So I'd imagine it takes that level down a little bit, and you could relax a little bit more when you're getting your pictures done.
Exactly. I asked a couple, I was like, well, how would you sit on the couch and watch Netflix? Right. And so they got into the, you know, they were like, yeah, oh, this is totally how we watch Netflix. And I was, and then from there I prompt them, okay, so what if you, you know, like, let's put your right arm under his, or, you know, like to get them into the position that's going to look right on the camera. But we take that baseline of comfort, you know, kick your shoes up. Let's, you know, like, let's make it real, real relaxed, because you are in your home, and hopefully that's your safe haven of comfort. So, yeah.
Now, obviously, okay, so the photos were taken on the iPhone, and so somehow the couple had to get you the pictures.
So the photos are, I actually took the photos.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Via FaceTime, there is a screenshot option.
Okay.
So I took screenshots.
I'm learning something new.
I didn't know it could happen either. Yeah. And I was, you know, that's the other learning curve, mm-hmm. is I was like, well, what happens to me in that little corner, right? Yeah. Like, how do I get rid of me? But when you take the screenshot on FaceTime, it actually takes all of that stuff out. So both via FaceTime, if people don't have iPhones, we do Zoom calls, and it's screenshots. So I have all the photos. The FaceTime ones, I average probably about 150 shots during a session because it's quick, right? I just have to click, 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 click. The Zoom calls are much less because it is a three key screenshot for me. So usually about 60 photos in the 20 minute session or so.
And you made a really good point earlier too, that you're not confined by location now. I mean, you could literally work with a couple anywhere. It doesn't matter where you're based. I mean, you could work with anybody anywhere, which is just amazing.
Right. So that photographer you've been eyeing that you love their stuff, but they're across the world, you know, you can reach out, right? We can Instagram DM and reach out to somebody, you know, and maybe it's a possibility to have a little bit of connection with that person that you've been wanting to, but have been limited because of distance. So
yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. So we are almost out of time. Do you have any last minute advice or anything for couples or photographers, whether it be a virtual engagement session or not? Any advice that you have for those folks?
I think just being really open, right? Especially in this time, being very open to sort of new possibilities. And I think as things get back to normal, one thing that I say to my couples is really make sure that, you know, do your research on your photographer. Not all personalities mesh. Make sure you like their work. Make sure you like what they do before you look at their price, mm-hmm. you know, because you want to really make sure that you love what it is that they do.
Yeah.
And communicate and get to know them, ask questions. Mm-hmm. No question is a silly question, right. Because you've got to seek out that information that you don't know.
Yeah. And it's funny that you say that because my last episode, we talked about the same thing too, that, you know, price is not always the determining factor in who you book. You know, you really need to look at personality and you need to look at what they're offering and making sure that you guys are going to work well together. And then once right. you agree on that, then you could look at price and be like, okay, yeah, they fit in my budget, or maybe they don't, or, you know, but price shouldn't always be the first factor in that.
Right. Right. You know, they may be looking for a light and airy photographer, you know, really bright whites and all of that. And if you're hiring a dark and moody photographer, you're going to be dissatisfied from the get-go.
Yeah.
You know?
So before I let you go, I always do something with my guests, which is called the Fun Five Questions. And so it's sort of like a little lightning round, just to kind of get to know you type of thing. So the first question I have for you is, what was the last nice thing you did for somebody outside of the wedding industry?
The last nice thing. I fed my daughter lunch. No, I'm kidding. I mean, I always try and leave a space better than I found it. Right. So by doing anything, I think the last nice thing is I have a friend who was really struggling with her artistic self. And so, I was like, call me right now. Let's chat about it. And, you know, we dive deep in, and I think she was able to see some things about herself, because often we can't see ourselves from the inside out. We have to, you know, people who are willing to talk about you from the outside in, you know, in a kind, loving yes. way. So I think that's probably the last nice thing I did.
Oh, nice. And I'm sure she appreciated that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. She texted me later and she was like, oh, thank you. Like, it's all resonating. And she was able to like break through the block that she had. So
yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. So how did you get into wedding photography?
Well, I picked up my camera a couple years ago. I'm a dancer in life.
Okay.
I've spent my life dancing and teaching, and I picked up my camera a couple years ago to learn how to take better pictures of my kid. And within that, I found this thing that, like, I really love doing is I love photography as much as I love dancing.
Oh, wow.
And through that, I started taking on all kinds of clients, right? Let me figure out what I like. And I actually one of my dance company members was getting married, and he said, "We haven't found anybody we connect with. Would you take our wedding photos?"
Oh,
and
I was nice. Like,
you know, sure, but like, that's a big day. I was I've never shot a wedding. Like, I need you to know, you know? And so I second shot for a bunch of people. I surrounded myself with wedding photographers and asked a lot of questions, but it was really him asking me to take his photos because he trusted who I was as a human being, as an artist. And that's how I got into it. And I love moments. There's so many rich moments in a wedding, and it takes my breath away. So I sort of fell into it. I stumbled into it. Yeah.
That's awesome. Nothing like, you know, trial by fire, like just dive right in.
I mean, I'm a firm believer of like, jump off and build those wings.
Yeah, you know? Like, exactly.
On the way down. Most people don't crash, right? Like most people don't.
Yeah, they'll figure out a way.
So it's true.
Oh my gosh. What is, what's a hidden talent you have? So I guess you kind of hit on it a little bit that you're a dancer.
I am a dancer. I don't know if that's hidden, but I think that's the other talent that I have is movement and creating movement and storyline. Mm-hmm. As a choreographer, I love story. I love to tell stories. So oftentimes when people look at my dance work, they're like, I love the story. I like to bring out people's true humanness, I guess. I want your human, you know, and then we can make it fancy if we need to, but I really want your human. So allowing people to go to those places that they tend not to look at to bring through that true human.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome. And I feel like there's a lot of similarities between dance and photography because they're both an artwork, like you said, that, and they both tell a story. So, you know, I feel like there's a lot of like similarities there. So I could see how that was an easy transition for you to me.
Totally. Yeah.
And what's your favorite hobby or pastime?
Oh, I love to decoupage.
Do you really? Wow.
I do. So weird. I mean, I probably haven't done it in like, I don't know, 7 years or so, but I do. There's something really relaxing. I have little wood boxes that I've made that I've decoupaged around the house. again, I think it's something about like putting things together, you know, layering things on and seeing, you know, just it's very relaxing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm a very crafty person too. Like I find it very relaxing too. Like, I don't know, there's something you just kind of get like drawn into it and you just kind of forget about everything else that's going on. So
yes.
That's awesome. Very cool. It's kind of like a lost art too. I feel like decoupage was popular, like, you know, a couple decades ago, but not so much now.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might have to get my scissors out and start doing it again. So
definitely. And so my last question for you is, what is the best advice you have for an engaged couple, whether it be advice for photography or advice, just wedding advice or advice in general for wedding planning? What's the best piece of advice you have?
Always come back to your foundation, right? Always come back to that foundation of wedding planning is stressful, right? And, you know, why are you together and why are you doing it and not letting the event, you know, become bigger than the two of you? I really think that is really staying connected through the process. I think is a big one. And then again, just doing your research, the people that, you know, your vendors, your photography is going to be the thing that probably lasts the longest, right? You're going to have your wedding book on your coffee table. So really like make sure you love what your photographer does, because you're going to look at that and you want to look back and see your beautiful day and not see what you don't like about the photos.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And they're the ones, you know, like you'll have your dress, maybe, you know, your flowers will die, but the photographs are the one thing. The photos and videos are, you know, it's the one thing that's going to last forever and ever that you pass down. And Yeah, that's amazing advice.
Yeah. Your great grandchildren hopefully will be holding on to those, you know, like print your photos too is the other one, right? Because I love looking through the old pictures of my parents and my grandparents, right? And print your photos. We don't do that anymore. Print your photos.
Yes. I know. Everything's so digital, you know. It's like, yeah. You know, you forget like what a photo even looks like, you know, a hard copy photo sometimes.
It's true. I think that's good advice for just everybody, right? Print your photos. Take those photos off your phone and put them somewhere.
Definitely. Well, we are all out of time for today, and I just want to thank you so, so much for this. This has been incredible, and I cannot wait for everyone to hear about this story and what you did, and hopefully they could take the same advice and incorporate it into their own journey. But before you go, where can people find you? And if they want to check out these photos that we've just been like gushing over, where can they find the link to that?
Beautiful. So I'm Ginger Soul Photography on all my social media. Ginger, because I got red hair. Soul as a dancer. So S-O-L-E. So Ginger Soul Photography. And so Instagram is just Ginger Soul Photography. Facebook is Ginger Soul Photography. So is my website, www.gingersoulphotography.com. And on my Instagram, there is a highlight link and it says virtual sessions.
Nice.
So you can click on that and see just the virtual sessions. There's some in my feed and hopefully a blog post coming soon. I haven't written that one yet, but
yeah,
coming soon.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Right.
But yeah, so I'm most active on Instagram. So.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. So I'll put those in our show notes. And again, thank you so much for your time and for being with us today. And good luck, you know, going forward. I hope this really like, you know, I hope a lot of couples, you know, reach out to you and decide to do this because I think it's such an amazing, incredible idea.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. It was so lovely meeting you and chatting with you today.
All right. Well, that's our show for this week. I hope you've enjoyed this show, and I hope that it's given you some fun and creative ideas for your own wedding planning journey. If you know someone who could really benefit hearing this show, please share it with them. And as a reminder, subscribe to the show and leave a comment. If you have a topic or question you'd like covered on the show, definitely send it our way. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at SBS Wedding Prep. And if you're a Hudson Valley bride or groom, join us over at Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley at weddingconnectionshv.com. I'll be back next week with even more amazing wedding planning tips and advice. So until then, happy planning.